Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm sick of losing. I'm sick of losing, and I think that all of you out there should feel sick of losing too. Minnesota, the state of Minnesota is losing. And I'm not talking specifically about the Timberwolves or the Twins or the Vikings, but Minnesota as a state is losing out with sports wagering. The fact that we are still sitting here and it's not legal in the state of Minnesota, we're losing. So many states throughout the country are profiting from sports wagering. I don't understand it. I think that we need to stop stalling on the issue. We can make money off of sports wagering. It bugs me. And look, I get it. I like to wager on sports. Tied into sports. I watch more sports than the average person. I'm not a casual. I understand that. But even if you aren't a big time, I got to watch sports every single day of my life person. The same way that I could go out to Canterbury Park and wager on the Breeders' Cup next weekend. Or I can go to Mystic and play cards. Why can't I just be able to go somewhere or even pull up on an app and say, you know what? The Vikings are underdogs this Thursday night against the LA Chargers. I believe in the purple. I'm putting my $25 down on Minnesota to win. Because you know what? I have $20 or $25 that I can lose. Or five, or 10, or whatever. The increment and amount. For us to continue to sit here as a state and not have this thing figured out makes no sense to me. Because you know what? When it finally does pass, because there's going to come a day, hopefully, where it's going to pass. You know what happens then? If you don't want to bet on sports, you don't have to. Nobody's forcing you to do it. No one's forcing you to do it. And if you have a Jones to bet, be rational, bet within reason, don't go and put your mortgage on a game. We're stalling and it makes no sense. Where you can place bets, because Adam Silver was on earlier today on the Pat McAfee show, because sports wagering continues to be a big deal. And now I know that the NBA, they've got things they've got to iron out, because we've seen like the Malik Beasley situation. There was an investigation into him. You had the young man from Toronto Raptors,
Jontay Porter.
He's banned for life, and he actually, like, yeah, he's done for. Jail time. So there's always going to be those sort of issues. But Adam Silver was talking about earlier when he was asked about, you know, the wagering and the NBA and all that. You know, they know where these bets are being placed.
I like where your league's at. I assume you do as well. Now, the world that we're in is a little bit different than maybe 15, 20 years ago, especially with all eyes on the money side of things during these games. Go ahead, D-Butch.
Yeah, Adam, with the huge growth of the game and obviously growth of sports betting as well, I can't wait to put a 12-game team parlay together tonight. But how do you balance, I guess, protecting the integrity of the game? And how do you balance that with the growth and obviously the relationships that you have with these sports betting partners?
You know, interestingly enough, I think in the modern digital era, the choice is between legalized sports betting or illegal sports betting, not do you want sports betting or not. And so ultimately our view has been that since we know there's going to be enormous betting on sports out there, there always has been lots of illegal betting when I was younger, but it was much more difficult before the internet. You'd have to meet someone on the corner, or there were betting slips, things like that. Or you had an old school bookie. Of course, now you can just bet on your phone. So on one hand, with this regulated structure of legalized betting, we can monitor it in ways that were unimaginable years ago, that if there's any aberrational behavior, people betting large numbers who hadn't historically done so, just opening an account to place bets, or even the geo-targeting, we know exactly from where the bets are being placed. I mean, very specifically, if you're in an arena and place a bet, we know you're in the arena. In many cases, we know where in the arena you are when you place that bet. So sort of analogized to a stock market where there's, you know, it's, of course, there's a legal framework, but there's lines that make activity illegal, like insider trading, for example. Yeah, yeah. And so you have potentially the equivalent in sports where somebody may have inside information. It could be a player, and the worst case scenario is a player who's trying to impact their own performance for a bet, or it may be people around a player, and it may be unintentional on the part of a player, but somebody who's around the player knows that the player isn't feeling well or isn't going to play, even though that hasn't been announced yet. So you know, we have a framework, a structure in place to monitor, to prevent those kinds of things happening, so that there is the information is available to potential bettors, so that it's a level playing field in terms of placing those bets.
All right, so this is the bottom line. There is no rational reason why sports wagering at this specific point in Minnesota is not available to the citizens here. 651-461-9226. I would like for somebody to give me one good reason, if you have one, why should not be a thing. Why should we not be able to legally wager? And did you hear what Adam Silver had to say? He said, it's not about whether people are going to bet or not. It's going to happen. It's whether it's going to be legal or illegal. He talked about the old school methods. That's all it is. Illegally betting or legally betting. Minnesota, get into the game. Make it legal. And by the way, you look at the state of Iowa, in the fiscal year of July from 2022 to July of 2023, sports books in Iowa, they had a handle of $2.24 billion. The state had a gross revenue of $182.8 million. That's what you're missing out on. 651-461-9226. Your thoughts next here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We can legalize Christopher Tubbs smoking the wacky.
Yes.
We can legally have Chris Tubbs pop in gummy bears that make him loopy.
Oh, yes.
But he can't bet on the Minnesota Vikings.
Man.
I can't bet on the Timberwolves tomorrow night when they are in Portland to face the Trailblazers. Make it make sense. 651-461-9226. Nate and Blaine, you're first up. What you got, man?
What's going on, Henry?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Long-time listener. Hey, I just like to say, like, I agree with you. I think legalizing sports betting is not going to take anything away from what we already have going on in Minnesota. I know the tribes are worried about kind of how that's regulated, but think about all the tax dollars that we are missing out on as a state. Especially when we're talking about the financial state of our deficit, as well as, like, where would that money go, right? Would it go to fund education programs? We're talking about healthcare right now. But where does that surplus go? And I think it's the same argument when it comes to legalization of marijuana. You look at Colorado and how much tax revenue they take in from all that stuff, that's really something that could actually support the state and actually support a lot of programs that we need funding for.
Yeah, and to me, when I look at all of this, right, like, I the same way that I feel like I should be able to go into a Quick Trip and buy a scratch-off or a Mega Millions or whatever, like, why can't I just put a $5 parlay together on, you know what, I don't even know who the Vikings play or who the Timberwolves play or who the Wild play, but just give me all three for the win. Like, I just, and this is the thing. I don't know if you know any people, Nate, but I 100%, because I went to the Gopher game on Friday night, and one of my buddies that was with me, I was talking to him about him going multiple times last March Madness to Diamond Joe's in Iowa. Like, literally, we got Minnesotans that drive to Diamond Joe's every weekend just to wager.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Thanks to the phone call from Nate and Blaine. Chris, did you want to chime in on this? Because to know that I have friends that legitimately they're going to go to Diamond Joe's whenever they want to make a wager. They will make that drive. By the way, I still got friends in Kansas City. Kansas City legalized it a little bit over a year ago. The last three times that I've been to Kansas City within the last year, you know what I do? I drive to Hollywood Casino.
Absolutely.
And I go up to ESPN Bet.
Yep.
And I make my bets at ESPN Bet, and then I walk out.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I wish that we would jump on this. And I was telling you, Henry, for a progressive state, we are almost scared to dip our toe in the water when it comes to, you know, having some of these progressive ideas. We claim to be, we're a progressive state. We're, you know, we're giving opportunities. But yet there are things that you look at and you poll and you see that they are, now they're going to have their detractors, and I understand and I respect that. But for something that is overwhelmingly favored by a majority of Minnesotans, for us to still say, I don't know if it's best for our citizens, because you were talking, you know, there was the 3-2 beer, and then there's the whole cannabis layout with the THC, and you know, now everything is just, we can't roll out something in a productive way and not have it get mucked up. The joke is, okay, we got to go to Iowa, we got to go to Diamond Joe's on 35 just to place a bet, right? It's kind of a running joke. And I know that people say it's like, well, you know, you're going to get people hooked and it's gambling and it's going to ruin families.
I think that's a bad take.
I think that's an awful take. It's a very ignorant take, because anything can be a vice if you allow it to be. Food, alcohol, drugs, TV, sex, like anything can be a vice. It's a matter of knowing how to do all of this in moderation. And I wish that we would. I don't know why, because we are missing out on a substantial amount of money for the state that we could allocate to some of the issues that we've got.
How about this one? This one, the 952, I'm against it. Just like when they legalized cannabis, Minnesota would just tax the heck out of it, create more government agencies. We already have too many tax streams that just build a bigger government that we can't afford to operate long term.
I mean, what kind of agencies can't we afford? Because I'm all for, if you do this, then absolutely put some money towards, you know, gambling addiction. And when I feel like you need to do that, I have no problem with that. I guess to me, I'm not sure. I mean, of course you're going to tax the heck out of it, but people are going to do it. So that money is going to come into the state. I'd rather the state get it than somebody else get it. I'm just not sure, like, when you mean like a bigger government, we can't operate long term. I guess just help me understand it so I can understand the text. But I understand the concerns. I'm not going into this saying it's this way or the highway. I understand the concern. Maybe you can just give me a little more clarity with that.
And I would say to that texter, you don't want the state to get the tax money, but you want everybody else to get the tax money. And what I mean by that is, let me just go ahead and pull up on my app here. NBA, tipping at 640. It's because it's opening night at NBA.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Oklahoma City Thunder. They kick it off against the Houston Rockets. They are -6.5, right?
Yes.
The second game of the night is the Warriors and the Lakers. The Warriors are favored by 2.5. You know what the numbers are on all of these four? -110. You know why it's 110 as opposed to the -100? Because that's the tax you pay to make the bet.
Yeah.
That's the juice. So, Texter, tell me about that.
Everything's
like, you're
going to
pay the tax?
Yeah.
Everything's going to have juice.
You're paying it when you make the bet. And maybe it's just, Henry, maybe it's just educating. You know, people.
I just think that people aren't used to it,
and I think maybe there's just this stigma of sports betting and sports gambling, and you know, and this is where I appreciate Dark was way ahead of the game. I mean, Dark Star was light years ahead of everybody else. But you talk about going to a casino and, you know, going out to Canterbury. Like, I grew up next to a reservation, the Lower Sioux, out in down in southwestern Minnesota, in Redwood Falls. And I worked at a casino in Jackpot Junction. And I know that there's always been this contentious issue with the tribes and the natives and yep. the sovereign nation. We don't want people hoarding in. But I feel like there is now finally a softening and a middle ground where everybody can get theirs and the state is not cannibalizing.
Everybody's not going to be happy. We yeah. understand that.
And that's a good compromise.
Everybody's not going to be happy, but they're going to have to compromise on this issue.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe it is just a matter of sitting down and having a, you know, having a, hey, this is what we're talking about. This is exactly, like you said, this is what these numbers mean. I mean, maybe start from the very basic for people that don't understand point spreads or don't understand, you know, because when you go to a casino, everybody knows how to play blackjack or poker, right? I mean, I would think that if you're going to a casino, you understand, okay, blackjack, 21. You know when to hit, you know when to split, you know all of that. You know, poker, we know certain cards, certain suits, they have the you know, they trump everything else. Maybe we just need to educate people as to when you're looking at a sports book, this is what the minus means. This is what the plus means. This is what the money line is. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe it's just a matter of trying to educate people.
See, I don't even really think it's that.
You don't think it's that? Maybe I'm thinking too deep. It's not that deep.
It's not that deep. And you know, one of the things that people don't give a damn about with regards to the minus 110 or minus whatever or the plus, March Madness. Because everybody loses their damn minds.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, and that's March Madness. I would say even more than, well, I don't know. Does March Madness, is that a bigger gambling event than the Super Bowl? Because even, you think about it, even people that are doing their squares, right? People have these Super Bowl pools or these squares where you sign up and you're like, okay.
Just lucky, yep.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, ultimately, that's what gambling is. It's a game of luck, and as you know, as we were just talking about with Nate and Blaine, I think he's just talking about what they call the sweat, right? You just want to have a little skin in the game. I think it's very common.
There's entertainment. There's entertainment to be had when you got a little bit of something on the game.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't have to bet every game. You can bet a game a week. You can bet whatever you want, whatever you can afford. But it's just fun.
Yeah.
It does make it a lot more fun. From the 612, I use an offshore betting site a lot and would for the state and giving them my money instead if they let me.
Mm-hmm.
This one from the 612, hi, Henry, that will be great until the Vikings lose and you get idiots to send text messages like they did to the Vikings player that were absolutely disgusting because he didn't do very well for their
Isaiah
bet.
Rodgers.
That's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, that's happening.
That's going to happen anyway. So that has nothing to do with sports wagering because that person's just an idiot. Like, it's not even legal here, and we're still doing dumb stuff like that.
I mean, that could be a fantasy football player. Yep. That could be a pissed-off Vikings fan. I mean, there could be a litany of reasons. You know, every day, Henry, and you know this, I play DFS, what they call daily fantasy, where I'm setting a lineup every day. Now, I'm only playing like $10-$15. I'm playing small money because if I come out ahead, great. If not, I'm you know, it's $15 and it's in a bankroll. I think the key is to control it. And there is a part of that where people, you hit a couple of times, and I mean, you know this, people hit a couple of times and all of a sudden they start to get the itch and they look at that big payout. And that's the one time that it can't hurt you. It can't hurt you.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather and we'll continue the conversation in the sports realm about the Minnesota Vikings. And let me just say this to all of you Minnesota Vikings fans out there. Stop screaming to see Max Brosmer. I'll tell you why next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Minnesota Vikings announced earlier today that Carson Wentz is going to start this Thursday against the LA Chargers. The backup quarterback will be Max Brosmer, and the emergency quarterback will be J.J. McCarthy. They're going to give J.J. another week to get that ankle all situated and more healthy. And I think that most people anticipated that. But let me be 100% clear about this. Vikings fans / Gopher fans, stop screaming for Max Brosmer. Stop. Stop. He might be a solid quarterback in this league. Time will tell. Whether a starter or backup, he showed some flashes in preseason, and I think that everybody was like, whoa, maybe we got a hidden gem here. Time will tell. But stop screaming for him right now. And the reason why you need to stop screaming for Max right now is because you're not going to see Max right now. You're not. You're not going to see him right now. There's no way, in my opinion, that Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi are going to put J.J. McCarthy in a bad spot. Follow me here. When I say a bad spot, this is a bad spot. Carson Wentz has a disastrous game, and then J.J. McCarthy isn't quite ready. And so then what do? We say we're going to start Max Brosmer. So you start Max, and let's say that he shines, that he shows you something, he looks good, then what does that do? That puts J.J. McCarthy under the microscope. It puts Kevin O'Connell under the microscope. It puts Kwesi under the microscope. I don't think that that's a scenario that they want. They want J.J. McCarthy to thrive. They want him to be the guy. If Max shows anything before J.J. shows anything, that's a tough place for the Vikings organization to be.
But it's a good place to be. It's a good place to be if you find somebody that can be your quarterback. I don't think that you should play if everybody's healthy. I think the order is J.J., Wentz, Max. That's what it has to be.
It should be what?
It should be J.J., Carson Wentz, Max Brosmer.
Okay.
When everybody's healthy. Hypothetically, Max Brosmer goes in, plays well, and you give him another week, he plays well. If you get to a situation where Max Brosmer is playing well, and we don't know because, you know, Kyle Sloter also played well in the preseason. Taylor Heinicke played well in the preseason. Let's remember that. We got a context here. But if you do have somebody that's a young guy and you're like, maybe this is our guy, it's disappointing because you didn't put all your eggs in J.J. McCarthy's basket, but he was pre-anointed the guy. Like, J.J. McCarthy is our guy. He was, you know, the franchise guy, top 10 pick. This is who's going to be our dude that's going to, you know, take us to the promised land. If Max Brosmer shows that he can be that guy, then I think the Vikings, you figure it out at that situation. You don't force something that might not be there. I think you let the Max Brosmer thing, hypothetically, you would let it ride for as long as you can if he's playing well. And that's how I look at it. You don't go back to J.J. McCarthy just because J.J. McCarthy is the guy that we picked in the top 10. We've seen.
Of course you do.
Yeah. I don't think you do, though.
Of course you do.
Not if somebody's playing well. If Max Brosmer. See, to me, there's a difference between Max Brosmer and Carson Wentz. Max Brosmer is a young guy. Carson Wentz is a vet. Carson Wentz is a placeholder. We know that. Like, Carson Wentz is not the same Carson Wentz before the ACL injury. Like, that knee, he just has not been the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
He just hasn't. And I was kind of making this comparison, and you didn't agree with it, just about the 49ers and the fact that they traded up to get Trey Lance, spent three picks to get him, got hurt in the preseason. Brock Purdy was a late-round pick. Brock Purdy came in, had a successful season, I think led him to the Super Bowl, and then, or the NFC Championship. And then Trey Lance is persona non grata. And he got Wally Pipped. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I'm saying you got to explore all options when you're looking for a franchise guy. If it's right there, you can't ignore it.
Yeah, I agree with you, but how many chances did Trey Lance get to show what he could do and not do? Multiple. He didn't get Wally Pipped in a preseason, and he played regular season games and broke his ankle and was out for the rest of the year.
But it was because of injury. It wasn't because Trey Lance couldn't play.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So if J.J. McCarthy is not healthy and Max Brosmer comes in and he plays well, like, I think there's your Brock Purdy. There's your Brock Purdy coming in.
Purdy stayed in because Trey Lance was out.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy there's a difference between a broken fibula or ankle and a high ankle sprain.
Right. But an injury, though, not playing because of an injury is not playing because of an injury.
Yeah.
If J.J. McCarthy.
But coming back is coming back. There's a difference between coming back. I mean, you can't say that an injury is an injury, but coming back from an injury, you come back from different injuries.
But you don't pull the plug on somebody. And again, this is all hypothetical. Max Brosmer goes out there and throws for 275,
mm-hmm.
three touchdowns, no interceptions, gives you 30 to 35 rushing yards and a Vikings win. Do you go back to J.J. McCarthy, or do you give Max Brosmer another week.
I think that you'd probably go back to JJ.
Okay. See, I'm of the belief that if you got a young guy that's playing well, you let that go until the wheels fall off, because the wheels might not fall off. Like, you might have a guy and you ice him. The worst thing I think you could do is throw a guy in there, mm-hmm. have him play really well, and then yank him, and then go back to something, and then you sputter, and you kind of have to start from scratch all over again. I do think, for the record, that J.J. McCarthy, long-term, is going to be fine. Because Jordan Love, his first year, mm-hmm. really struggled. Bo Nix struggled at the beginning of his rookie year. Drake May, same thing. Like, these guys are not going to go out there and light it up the first couple of weeks. Like, it's going to take some time to get it.
And I'm not saying that you have to be beholden to a guy just because you drafted him, but you got to give it a little bit more time. You just have to. With JJ, and you putting a top 10 pick into him, I think that you have to let it
play out.
You got to let it play out a little bit. Like,
they want it to happen. I understand they want it to happen.
But with Lance, him and Purdy weren't in the same draft. They were in different years. One guy was drafted in 2021. Another guy was drafted in 2022. So there was a separation with regards to seeing some of Trey Lance and mm-hmm. not seeing him have results. And then the next year, him getting injured, and then you insert Brock Purdy. This is essentially Brosmer and JJ kind of at the same point, because they're both getting reps here at the same time. It wasn't like he didn't play at all last year because he got injured in the preseason. So their starting points are very somewhat similar, I guess is my point.
But I think, though, they're kind of the same in the sense that JJ has a little bit more of, you know, regular season experience, where Max Brosmer doesn't have that. Brosmer.
I 100% disagree. Like, how much that he's played this year. He didn't play any last year.
No, he didn't. But that little bit,
he's played seven quarters.
I know, and see that's
barely experience.
And that's, well, it still is experience. So I mean, if we're talking at it by the letter of the law, it is technically experience. And again, for the record, I think that J.J. McCarthy is going to be fine. And the tough thing,
I'm not sure about that.
Really.
Yeah, I'm not sure that JJ is going to be fine.
See, I think JJ, again, you got to give it time, but I think this team is in a win now mode. So the minute that you get some sort of solid quarterback play, I feel like we're latching onto that.
Let me pick up on that, because I think that philosophically, what you just stated, we run with the give it time, but I'm not sure that we should always think like that. And I'll tell you why on the other side of a break on The Late Show. All right, welcome back to The Late Show. One thing that you brought up was about the patience. Chris Tubbs, he played the patient card with me, which is fine. But the funny thing about the patience card is this.
You're not mad, you're just disappointed.
Well, it's funny how we use the patience card. I think that we typically use the we have to be patient when guys aren't playing well. That's typically when we play that card, the patience card. Because there's a lot of examples of guys that are thrown in literally right now in the fire, and they're doing halfway decent.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Caleb Williams, we're not doing the patience card with him. How about Jackson Dart? We're not doing the patience card with him. We didn't do it with Jaden Daniels. We're not doing it with Bo Nix. I think that becomes a crutch and an out for guys. We're not doing it with Drake May. That's the crutch and the out that we do when guys, and I'm not saying that every quarterback has to have it figured out. Like, that's not how the NFL works. Some guys are going to figure it out later. But it's a fine line when we play that patience card, because Drake May and those other guys that I met, they're playing well.
Well, they are, but if you look at the beginning of their careers, they did not have good half of their seasons. Like, we're looking at them now, and I feel like we want what they are. We want that now, and we're not going to have that now. We are not going to have a quarterback that has made those mistakes. That has we are not allowing quarterbacks to make mistakes.
Jordan, was Brock Purdy good immediately?
No,
Brock Purdy wasn't.
I mean,
he wasn't making mistakes. He wasn't. I'm not saying he was Joe Montana, but no, he was not a bad quarterback.
No, I'm not saying he wasn't a bad quarterback. But if we're looking at, you know, if we're looking at these numbers and, you know, these quarterbacks are going to be putting up, you know, monster numbers, like, that doesn't happen.
I'm not
right
saying,
away for these guys.
Well, that's not true, because Jaden Daniels was unbelievable.
Well, Jaden Daniels is an exception to the rule. I'm going to go back and
what about C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, but we saw C.J. Stroud as a rookie.
C.J. Stroud was good as a rookie.
C.J. Stroud was great as a rookie.
Yeah.
But not every quarterback as a rookie is going to have that sort of success. And again,
I agree with that.
Drake May, and, you know, I'm looking at the guys from that draft. Caleb Williams, not the best rookie year. You know, Drake May, it took him like three quarters of the year to figure it out. The same with Bo Nix. And now you look at them, and they're thriving. One guy that I'll point to is, you know, you were talking about being thrown into the fire.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert.
Yep.
Because Tyrod Taylor was supposed to be the starter for the Chargers.
Yep.
Before that, the preseason, before
he got the injection.
He got the shot into the lung, yep. And then all of a sudden, Justin Herbert started, and Tyrod Taylor was persona non grata.
I agree that guys don't have it all figured out immediately, and not everybody has immediate success. I don't think that there is one guy you named or that I named that played eight quarters of football and were trash in seven. Trash in seven. None of those guys we named were that bad in that much football that they played. I'm not saying that mm-hmm. eight quarters is a lot of football, but they weren't trash in seven out of eight quarters.
So,
and that includes Caleb Williams.
Right. So if we're talking about being trash in seven out of eight quarters, then if you have somebody who can come in
I take it back. Maybe Bryce Young.
Okay. Yeah. and even Bryce Young late last year, I mean, he figured it out, and he's regressed a little bit this year, but Rico Dowdle has unlocked that offense, and now Bryce Young is hurt. So it's probably going to be back to Andy Dalton until he gets in a car accident and breaks his finger again. But, you know, we'll deal with that when it comes. It is a very small sample size with J.J. McCarthy, and there are a lot of people that are willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater. The Vikings have told us they're in this whole competitive rebuild thing, which has kind of been the buzzword. And I'm not a fan of it. You either compete or you tear down and rebuild. I don't like this 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Make a whole commitment. But they went out and they spent a lot of money, especially in the offensive line. The Ryan Kelly thing hasn't worked out. I don't know if and when we're going to see him again this year. And that's just, that makes me really, really sad. But you've got all of this, and you went in with a guy that, I mean, he didn't have everybody at his disposal. Like, J.J. McCarthy, we could say, you know, he was, you know, didn't have Addison, didn't have Darisaw, and I saw that the text line funny. The text line just read my mind. So I don't think we can have a fair assessment of exactly what J.J. McCarthy is.
And I'm not saying that we should. I'm not saying that we should have an assessment, a total assessment of what J.J. is. But you and I both know this, and the text line knows this too. We can sit here till we're blue in the face and talk about what we have and don't have and all that. At the end of the day, you win or you lose. And
yes.
you do the best with what you have. And that is what they are tasked at doing. Maybe he's never the quarterback that KOC and Kwesi envision. Maybe he ends up being a star, and it may take a little bit more time. Time will tell. But to sit here and for me to look and say that we should understand and know what he is today, I'm not saying that.
No.
Like the texter said, the jury is still out.
Yeah, and I think we are so quick to judge. We love to judge, right? Especially, Lord knows, and everything in the social media day. It's like, oh, man, I told you J.J. McCarthy was a bust. I'm like, I have no idea who you are, and I haven't been paying enough attention to your opinions, just like you haven't paid attention to mine. I feel like we're just like, if somebody has one bad game, oh, yeah, J.J. McCarthy's a bust. J.J. McCarthy has that one good quarter. Man, I knew J.J. McCarthy had that in him. You can say whatever you want, but if you go out there and you start winning, hypothetically, with Max Brosmer, I have a hard time seeing that until Max Brosmer falls off a cliff, you go back to J.J. McCarthy just because he's your guy. I know you might want to, but like you said, Henry, the number one goal is to win, and that's what you want.
Coming up next, if I had one wish, just one wish, and I'm talking about a realistic wish, that I want it to be solved in the Twin Cities and throughout the state of Minnesota, it is for affordable housing. We'll talk about that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.